Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, and all the way on the West Coast is Chuck Freeman. How are things in Los Angeles at 5 in the morning, Freems?
It just seems weird, the time change. It does. It just, the two-hour chime. You know, that game starting at 4:30 local time here. It's an afternoon. It's an afternoon game, yet it's night. You know, those 2 hours this time of the year makes a big difference because, you know, getting to 6:30, 6:45 in Milwaukee and in the Midwest, you know, it's near in darkness. Here, the sun is out and all that, and it looks like it's the middle. It feels like the middle of summer out here. It does. It feels like the middle of summer. And I was walking out of the ballpark last night, and it was like in the 60s, and one of the cameramen from a local TV station had kind of a light winter jacket on, and he goes, man, it's cold. And I said, with a light winter jacket? I said, this is sleeveless weather for us guys in Milwaukee.
Wasn't it like 75?
What's that?
75, 80 degrees last night?
It was, you know, like when we walked out of the ballpark, I mean, I walked out about 1, and it was about 60, you know, mid-60s or so, and they think that's chilly out here.
The humidity, they said on the broadcast, was 5%, which is, like, not even possible in Wisconsin.
Yeah. My first time in Los Angeles. This is, like, one of two major cities I've never been to, the other one being Boston. But I'll just say one thing. I'll think a couple things about Los Angeles. Going into the Dodger Stadium last night, you don't feel like you're going into a ball game. You feel like you're just going into a game where people are hanging out and the ball game is just kind of there. You walk into Miller Park for game 1 and 2 on Friday and Saturday, you feel like you're at an event. You feel like there's something special here. There's the playoffs going on. You feel that intensity from the national anthem all the way in. You can walk into the Dodger Stadium for a playoff game, and you're like, nah, oh, well, the fans are just kind of there, and, you know, they're wandering, sauntering in late, and they announced a sellout crowd, but no way there was 52,000 people at that game last night.
Well, Kike Hernandez was saying after the game of the Dodgers that it did not feel like a playoff game, that the team lacked energy and that the fans lacked energy, too. And you could tell, just being a TV viewer, that there was a little difference in intensity. Now, I was, you know, intense on my couch because I know that this is game 3 of, oh my God, the NLCS. But the Dodgers, they've been to this point the last 3 seasons, and the fan bases are a little different there. I mean, right now, the thing to do in Wisconsin, the only thing to do, is to do something Brewer-related, especially last night. Sure, you could throw the Packers on and watch them almost lose to a really bad team. But the thing to do right now is all Brewers. In L.A., a Dodger game is one of, like, 4,000 things you could do at any given time.
And in sports, what's the story this week? LeBron making his debut as a Laker. That's what people are talking about. You know, sure, the Dodgers, and, you know, and maybe fans are somewhat spoiled. And with us, it's kind of a new thing. You know, the Brewers being in the postseason, it's just, I mean, it doesn't happen every day. And it is a big deal for us. But that, at that game last night, Bart, I did not sense playoff intensity in the crowd. I did not sense it. I felt like I was at any other normal May or June game at Dodger Stadium. You go into Miller Park, you feel like you're at a playoff game. You feel like there's something on the line here. I didn't feel that at all from the crowd and just the atmosphere. You know, you see the beautiful mountains out there and the temperature's gorgeous and all that. And the only time I saw the Dodger fans show just a little bit of passion is when Grandal struck out in the ninth inning because it's been such a horrible series for him. Grandal goes down and swings Bart, and the fans let him have it.
Yeah, he's been striking out. I think he struck out 3 times yesterday. mm-hmm. including the ninth inning, or he got out. And did he strike out in the ninth inning? I know he got out in the ninth
inning. Yeah, but that's the only time the fans showed any passion, Bart, is when he struck out. Jeffers struck him out with the bases loaded for the second out of the inning, and the fans let him have it.
And there was another pass ball that he had last night, which led to Travis Shaw scoring.
Yep. Well, he had three pass balls last night, and he was horrible on Friday night, too. So, yeah, he's definitely the GOAT. When I say the GOAT, the old school GOAT of a guy who's the one people are pointing fingers to saying, this guy has costed us right now.
Yeah, just like how kids these days think that the pound sign is a hashtag. The GOAT used to not mean greatest of all time. It used to mean the guy who sucked the most. And
yes.
Yesterday's GOAT would have been Yasmani Grandal.
And when I hear people talk like today about, in today's world, about Brady and Rodgers being the GOAT, I'm still like, what? You know, oh, that's right, greatest of all time. The meaning has changed.
414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. What impressed you the most about last night? You had two games come down to the wire. There was about 30 minutes of just pure insanity as a Wisconsin sports fan, especially the Brewer game, and then to the Packer game, where Aaron Rodgers leads two drives, one to tie, one to take the lead. Redemption for Mason Crosby. Packers win 33-30, and then the Brewer game, of course. One more note, Chuck, on the atmosphere. Have you run into a guy named Dylan Hernandez yet from the LA Times?
No. And I've seen you're having a war with him on Friday and Saturday.
He's not responding.
What's that?
I'm trying to. He's not responding. And if I was in the press box, I would have gone up and talked to him in person, because he is trolling beyond belief online. He's a writer for the LA Times, okay? And what he's trying to say is that Miller Park is quiet. And it was clearly loud. Was it not loud this weekend at Miller Park?
Well, if he has, okay, first of all, if he is used to, if he knows what quiet is what I heard last night at Dodger Stadium.
Right.
Miller Park was not quiet. I wouldn't bother with the guy. I don't care. I saw you said something to him yesterday or whatever. Who cares? I mean, he's a writer for the Los Angeles Times, so we don't have to deal with, you know. What are we going to do, convince him that it's a great atmosphere at Miller Park? We'll never see this guy. I didn't even think about it last night.
He's going with, speaking of hashtag, the monastery. He's trying to get it trending where Miller Park.
Well, you know, he's trying to. Here's what it is. He's trying to lure people in, and just don't take the bait on a guy like that. I honestly, you know what I thought it was? I just thought it was a regular troll at first. Until I realized it was a writer.
No, it's some guy that gets paid to go to games and not talk about the games, but to talk about decibels.
Okay,
so I just wanted to know if you ran into him or not.
No, I wouldn't. And if I saw him, I could care less. You know, to me, some of these sports writers and baseball writers and all that. I'm not saying all. Some of these guys think they got this that they have got this game figured out. They're more worried about the drama in the game. I got to tell you, Saturday afternoon after the game, we're around Manny Machado trying to talk to him about the game, about the actual game. And this one writer goes up to Manny Machado and says, Manny, Jim Palmer, the former Oriole, and he's an Oriole broadcaster, questioned you, and Manny Machado used to play for the Orioles, said, Jim Palmer is questioning, and this is the way he's talking, questioning, you know, that you're not hustling. Would you like to respond? He said it, you know, very subtly. Machado gave him the death stare, looked away.
L.A. writer or our writer?
I think it was a guy from USA Today.
Okay, national dude?
Yeah. It looked at him, looked away, looked right back to him, and the guy backed off, and he was okay. And then
he wasn't hustling over the weekend.
Well, no, I'm not saying he wasn't, but he questioned, you know, what Jim Palmer had said. And he backed down, and then he put in his story, Manny Machado had no comment, when in effect, Manny Machado's comment was staring this guy down, and he should have put that in his piece. But, you know, so some of these writers just like to look at the drama end of it, and I'm not talking all writers, just look at the drama end of it, and especially the columnists, which there are few and far between, try to pull, you know, us into, you know, just disliking certain things. So I, you know, that's my problem. You know, some of these baseball writers think they own the game, and you know, when really that, you know, a lot of these guys are trying to get in our broadcast business.
The Manny
because
Machado,
their business is failing.
Manny Machado has become sort of a villain for Brewers fans because of the way that he has been. Now, I mean, when you produce, you become a villain. That's why Ryan Braun gets booed everywhere he goes. But the sliding into second base last night twice, and then thankfully Orlando Arcia made the attempt the second time because Machado slides in off the base. This is the old Chase Utley rule, which you want to talk about a death stare. I got that from him when I asked him about it the year after it happened in a Dodger uniform. But then Machado puts his arm up and like grabs Arcia. Him running the bases last night cost the Dodgers that extra out, and he's kind of become, Chuck, like a Brewer fans, if you asked them right now, which Dodger do you like the least, I bet you most would say Manny Machado.
It's funny, because this usually happens in basketball, in the NBA playoffs. There's a guy on the other team who you don't like, and it's usually
the
star
player.
Yeah,
no, he's the Grayson Allen right now, for sure.
You know, there's a guy you don't
like. He's the Randy Moss.
There's a guy, you know, you don't like. You know, Charles Barkley was that guy. You know, there's the guy who you just...
David Freese.
Who's going to destroy you. Yeah, and right now it's, you know, Machado's a great player.
Someone tweeted last night, and I wish I knew who it was to give him credit, but they said, Yasmani Grandal is reverse 2011 David Freese. Like how David Freese would kill us on the Cardinals in every way. Grandal is, I mean, you want to ask if this series is fixed, go ask how much Yasmani Grandal put on the Brewers to win this thing.
Yeah, when Brian Dozier comes to the plate in the ninth inning, I turn Jim Hill, the legendary sportscaster, the guy who called O.J. on the phone when O.J. was making his chase, one of O.J.'s best friends, Jim Hill, the sportscaster in L.A. You know, he played for USC, played with the Packers in the early 70s. I turned to Jim, and I said, oh, boy, Dozier. And he goes, what? And I said, this guy is a killer. And I didn't mean I used the word killer. And I'm talking to Jim Hill about, you know, and who had an association with O.J. And I said, he's a killer. And I meant he could be a Brewer killer because this guy is
he's a Brewer harmer.
This guy is clutch.
He harms us.
I told him. I said, he's clutch. He's clutch. I've seen him in Minnesota, and I've seen him other teams, and the guy is a clutch hitter. And, you know, he took strike three, and he and I just kind of looked at each other. I said, wow, you know. That's amazing. And I told Jim, I said, well, Jim, you guys got your championships out here in L.A. We're still searching for ours, so I can have this one here.
Did he say if the batting gloves fit, he won't get the hit?
No.
Did he say anything like that?
You know what's funny? In the same day,
I talked
to Jim Hill, and I had a Twitter conversation with Cato Kalin. How about that?
Yeah, did you go to his house yet?
No. I barely got into town last night or yesterday.
Someone did. I think Haudricourt went to his house.
Cato's house?
Someone did a story. I didn't read it yet, but someone did a story on Cato Kalin, and the picture on Twitter was of him at his house wearing like a Brewer shirt. It looked new.
I didn't.
One of those guys went to his house.
We've tweeted back and forth, and obviously for Cato, for him to come on our show in the morning, and we're going to get him on, it's not him getting up. It's if he's staying up that late, because Cato, you know, out here, you know, he's probably coming home from a party.
Yeah, no, it's 5:16 in L.A. and Chuck did not sleep overnight.
No, I've been up all night, but not with Cato Kalin.
Okay,
Cato Kalin.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins. 799-1250. Want to ask you guys the most impressive thing you saw last night between your teams? A double TV night for most of you throughout the area. If you did not go out and enjoy it at a bar or anything. Frames is in a place right now where he doesn't have to worry about this, but we do here, as colder weather has come to Wisconsin. So now is the time to check out Sound Decisions if you've been contemplating that remote car starter. Last year when I talked about this, I think there were some of you that reached out and said, I wish I would have knew about that sooner. A remote car starter to warm up the vehicle would have been great this winter, especially my wife. That would have been a nice gift for her for Christmas. She hates getting into the car, cold all the time, heading to work. Okay, that's why we're talking about it now. Sound Decisions in Racine, they do audio sound systems. They've been doing that since 72, but they also sell more remote car starters than anybody with the leading brands, competitive pricing, and it's really a quick installation. They got a nice waiting area. Doesn't take more than an hour or so. There's a coffee shop nearby. You can get some work done. It's really easy. It was easy when they did mine, and it would be easy for you. During October, you can get some money off, too, if you bring in a coat. They're doing a Drive for Coats promotion where they're collecting coats to not just keep you warm with your remote car starter, but kids warm. That are needing coats this winter season. So bring in a new or gently used coat, and Sound Decision is going to take an extra $25 off the one-way remote car starters or $50 off the two-way remote car starters. And they'll donate your coat to a child in need. Check them out. It's the Drive for Coats promotion, 262-633-8300. And get yourself started on Sound Decisions with a remote car starter. 262-633-8300. Check out their website, brightpinkmailbox.com. Brightpinkmailbox.com. Check them out on Facebook as well. It's Sound Decisions. Chuck Freeman out in L.A. We're manning things down here in Milwaukee. We want to hear from you guys. The most impressive thing you saw last night, 799-1250, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Playoff game three. And a green and gold win.
It is caught for the win.
There's a lot to talk about. It's an Aurora Sports Health 2 for Tuesday on the Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
Garcia hits one into right, back at the wall, this ball is gone! Home run the opposite way by Garcia to double the lead, it's 4-0 Milwaukee.
Maybe the front runner for NLCS MVP? Oh man, that power surge from Orlando Garcia made it 4-0 last night. That would be the final. I'm Bart Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Chuck Freeman's on the D of the Hollywood sign this morning out in Los Angeles. Freems, how's it out there? Pretty nice.
Well, you know, when Arcia hit that ball off his bat, I didn't think that was going to carry out.
I don't think anyone. Didn't he? He didn't think so either.
No, but it's like one of those balls. It's like a golf where you slice one, and it just keeps carrying off right. It might go far, but it keeps going right. That's what his shot was like. And the wind was blowing in to start the game. The wind was carrying out that way. And so not only did he hit a little cue shot that was spinning off his bat, but it got caught up in the sea breeze out there. And the breeze just carried it over the fence. That should have been a flyout. But the wind switching direction really helped the Brewers out in that spot.
He's been really good in the postseason. I mean, he is not a power guy. Last year, second half, he showed some pop, but the way he's been over the last couple of weeks, man, I mean, he is right now, I would almost say, the NLCS frontrunner for the MVP.
And I think you and I have been said on the show that we were on Team Orlando Arcia. I don't know if we've actually called it like that, but I know you and I mean, I've liked the fact that he brought the defense, and I thought whatever you get out of him offensively is fine. I wanted him to be the starting shortstop and to work through his issues, and I like Orlando. You know, he's the best thing he was doing all season long was the home run line in the dugout, but now he's contributing, and you know, at the very least, like yesterday, he got on base, he singled, and he cleared the pitcher's spot, Yelich Cien, with two outs, got a base hit. Cleared Yelich's spot in the rotation or in the batting order. And so the next inning, you had the top of the order come up. So, I mean, he's been even doing those little things, Bart.
414-799-1250. Let's hear from you guys. General thoughts on last night. Maybe the most impressive thing you saw between the two games. Packers get the 33-30 victory. We'll talk to Michael Cohen about just how bad of a win it was. And when I say that, I mean they looked terrible, but they somehow won. He'll join us at 9:35. That will be Central Time as we're splitting coast today with Freems out in L.A. Let's get to Lance on the south side. What's up, Lance? Good morning.
Hi, Lance.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Can't believe those games last night. Thanks for taking the call. But I guess the most impressive thing It wasn't Aaron Rodgers, because we expect that from him. But I think it was Council. Keeping in Jeffers. I was a little skeptical at first, because I'm like, you know, Knable could have won a couple more. Hader could have finished it off. But he just boosted Jeffrey's confidence by keeping him in. I think we got him back now.
I'm not sure we got him all the way back, but he felt that he needed that. He said he didn't need that. Now he's got to go out and perform and have a clean inning. You know, a 1-2-3 inning would certainly help. But after he gives up that rocket to Machado for a double, and there's runners at second and third, and then he walks Puig, it's like, oh, my God. If the Brewers go on and lose that game, Council, we're talking about Council all day.
We're talking about that move for the rest of his career, Chuck.
Yes, yeah. This is, they collapse and lose that game. This is the Packers-Seattle 2014 collapse. It's on that equation. Because what happens, the Dodgers take a 2-1 series lead, and how do you bounce back from a loss like that? You just lost a 3-0 lead on Saturday night, and you blow a 4-0 lead in the ninth inning, and it's because you didn't keep your ace reliever, Josh Hader, in the game. Oh, I mean, you could tell that Council was just grinding. And I saw one time on the monitor that he's going over and running to the phone and calling to get pitchers up in the bullpen. And, he had Woodruff up there ready to go. And I wanted to see, though, Jeffers finish out that game. If you're going to go with him, damn it, finish it out. And he did finish it out.
But if he doesn't finish it out, if he gives up, let's say, a home run to Dozier and it's tied, he's done. You might as well say, oh, his hamstring hurts, and get him off the playoff roster, because you're not coming back from that, I don't think.
Jeremy's pitching in, 7-2 games in the fifth inning. The Brewers up or down, and the starter is out of the game. That's where he is at that point, because you can't trust him. I still don't think you could trust him in a high-leverage spot. I didn't want to trust him. I told the boys on the on-deck show yesterday, Bart. I said, I think you got to have Knable close out this game if you have to. You got to get Hader 3 innings and then have Knable close out this game. What an effort, though. I don't think enough has been said about Ulysses Chacin. Every inning that a starter goes means one less inning for a guy like Hader, or a guy like Knable has to go, or even a guy like Jeffress. So the deeper these guys go, and what has happened, Miley has gone deep in the games. And, unfortunately the bullpen failed there. But last night, Chacin pitching into the sixth inning. I mean, that's great. And that's the way baseball is. It's just funny to talk about it, that we're praising Chacin for pitching into the sixth inning, but this is the way the Brewers play. And for Chacin to pitch shutout baseball going into the sixth inning, I thought was huge for these guys.
Well, Chacin here, let's go back again. The Brewers, outside of Saturday, they have not lost since September 22nd. And in that time, Chacin's pitched four games. There was the game in St. Louis. He went five innings on the 26th, just the one earned run off one hit. On the Wrigley Field game, that was game 163, 5 2/3, gives up a home run, strikes out three, that was it. Against Colorado, had a real nice start, a 4-0 victory, five innings, three hits. And then last night, a 4-0 start, 5 1/3, with three hits again and striking out six. He has been, and they showed a graphic at one point in the game, which is laughable. They showed all the big free agent pitching signings. A lot of names up there that I have on this show said, get him in here. Pay this guy. And you look at Chacin's salary, the 2 years, 15, and Chacin's got the best numbers of all of them. A shrewd move by David Stearns. It paid off throughout the season, and it's paying off now. Remember, though, those first couple of starts, four earned runs, three earned runs. Took a while for him to settle in here, but started going more to that slider. He's been really, really good, especially this last month.
Oh, and it's been right from the beginning he's dominated. He's gotten two or three strikeouts in the first inning and been on a roll. You think he had four through two innings yesterday. And, yeah, to go on the road and win that game yesterday, the first game, the first playoff game at Dodger Stadium, and to shut these guys out. And I believe the Brewers have like four shutouts in the postseason right now. I mean, look at this pitching staff. It's just, I mean, what more can be said? I mean, other than Jeremy Jeffers, and he ended up getting it out of his own mess, but this pitching staff, this pitching staff is the MVP of the postseason. They're getting just enough offense to get by. And when Orlando hit that home run, it was like, okay, 4-0. I heard you and Cody a little while ago talk about, you know, never did a 4-0 lead seem so small. I felt at one point, though, with Hader in the game, a 4-0 game felt very large. I thought, man, I feel like they're up 12-0 in this game with Hader on the mound, and they're up 4-0. And then Jeffers came in the game in the ninth inning, and suddenly I didn't feel like it was a 4-0 game. I felt like it was a 1-0 game.
Well, I think there's something. When you're a Dodger hitter and you're not getting anything off anybody, Knebel, Soria, Hader, Woodruff, you're not getting anything off these guys. The one guy you're getting anything off of is Jeffress, mm-hmm. whether some of those are lucky or not, and you're down 4-0, you've got three outs to go, and then you see Jeremy Jeffress on the hill. I think at least there's something mentally in the Dodgers that think, okay, we have a chance here. 4-0 with Hader is insurmountable. 4-0 with Jeffress, okay, put your hands together, put your fingers together like Mr. Burns here. Excellent. We can get this done. I think he is inspiring a little bit in the Dodgers, and I think you saw that last night as they loaded up the bases pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's like when the Cubs played the Brewers in that tie-breaking game, when Quintana came out of the game. I was like, oh, thank you, Joe Maddon, for taking Quintana out of this game. It's a 1-1 game, but thank you very much for taking him out. Because
right,
he's a Brewer killer.
Boost your team. You think, okay,
yes.
Now we can get hits.
Now we can go. And they did. They did score two runs in the eighth inning with Quintana out of there. And, yeah, when a pitcher's going good, you love to see him taken out of the game and to see a guy who to come in a game like Jeffress, who you've had success in. They got his number. They got him figured out. They can't use him in a high-pressure situation. You know, they just can't. I felt that way going into last night. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know why he's struggling so badly, but I know he is. And the Dodgers got him figured out. Don't put him in another spot like last night.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Want to hear more from you guys? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. The most impressive thing about last night, between the pair of games that were, you know, taking years off of some of our lives. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
Well, the Q Club of Wisconsin, well, that will certainly add years to your life if you go out there and catch all your favorite sports action. You can sit out there, watch the games. They got the volume on the games going on at the Q Club of Wisconsin of Waukesha. Plus, their extensive food menu, including the award-winning fish fry on both Wednesday and Friday nights. Your choice of four different styles pile high with all the extras. Check out their happy hour specials as well from 3 until 7. The late-night happy hours on Friday nights starting at 10 o'clock. You want to get there on a Friday night? Well, you got two chances at the happy hour from 3 to 7 and then after 10 o'clock. Their Facebook page will contain all the live entertainment that they got on weekends. But sports is their specialty. Indoor sports is also something they do. Their huge entertainment room, the pool tables, the tornado foosball, the shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong, and a whole lot more. So, yeah, you can go out there and watch the game on TV, and they'll have the volume of the game on. That's great. That's what Freems likes to do. Go out there, watch a game, have some lunch, have some dinner, watch the game on TV with the volume on. That's great at the Q Club of Wisconsin. But also, let's say the game gets out of hand or you're bored of the game. Well, their huge entertainment room, the pool tables, the foosball and all that, that'll keep you going. Also, the Q Club can set you up with the private rooms available with your own VIP suite with the luxury pool tables. Easy to find. The Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard. You're saying, where the hell is North Grandview Boulevard? Player, it's on the north side of Waukesha. Take on 94 West to Highway T, the Highway T exit. Go south on Highway T, about a mile or so, and there you are. You'll see the Q Club Wisconsin. Go in the parking lot. You'll have a great lunch there, great dinner, and especially their fish fries. They're outstanding. The Q Club of Wisconsin, the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. Check them out online at qclubofwi.com.
Playoff game three. And a green and gold win.
It is caught for the win.
There's a lot to talk about. It's an Aurora Sports Health 2 for Tuesday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
Well, they know who I am. Each and every guy in here has the support behind everybody, you know, and each guy just, you know, tells me every day, I'm an all-star, man. You're a great pitcher. Don't let nothing get in your way, all the negativity, you know, all that stuff. So just continue to be who you are. You know, we know who you are, and just go out there and pitch.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 414-799-1250. I'll replay the night for you again, Chuck, how I was thinking. It was 4-0. I saw them warming up Hader. I thought, no, do not use him tonight. They use him, then I think, okay, fine, let him ride it out. And then they bring in Jeffress, and then I go, no. And then Jeffress starts to struggle, bases are loaded. Craig Counsell goes to the phone, yes. And then he walks away from the phone, no. And thankfully, with the bases loaded, one out, Jeffress works out of it. I'm telling you, man, Craig Counsell could manage 100 postseason games the rest of his career. There will never be a situation where I'm trying not to say balls, but as ballsy of a situation as he will ever encounter again, to put Jeffress out there, to leave him in, because that was going to go one of two ways. Either it works out and you've got Jeffress back, or it doesn't work out, you lose Jeffress, and you possibly lose the series.
Yeah, and I don't even know if you have Jeffress back at this point, Bart. You know, he did strike out Yasiel Puig in a tough spot with the bases loaded on Saturday, and then he gave up the two-run bomb to Justin Turner in the next inning. So I don't know if you necessarily have him back. He's just like – but there's been nobody who's been more talked about, I think, in this series than Jeffress. The Brewers have – or in this postseason – Brewers have a 2-1 lead in this series, and normally with Jeffress, I mean, a month ago, if Jeffress comes in the game, you're feeling good about it. Jeremy Jeffress is now becoming a household name for all the wrong reasons, for people who had no idea in Milwaukee or Wisconsin who Jeffress was a month ago. Now I think people look at him, and some of these people have jumped, you know, right or wrong, yeah, that's fine. They've jumped on the Brewer bandwagon, but they see Jeffress coming that game last night, and they're thinking, oh, boy, why are they doing this?
414-799-1250. Let's go to Franklin, check in with our friend Mike. Mike and Franklin, what's up?
Hi, Mike.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I got to say, man, I had a small heart attack when Jeffress entered the game last night, and that, to me, is the most impressive thing is Counsell's patience with Jeffress. I mean, the guy blew the game on Saturday, but to actually still stick with him and trust him and allow him to work himself out of that big pinch he had been in last night, man, that was really impressive of Counsell. So I don't see how he doesn't win NL Manager of the Year. Sorry, my words are failing me because I'm so excited.
No, we're with you. Do you think you want to see him again tonight or even tomorrow? Because he has pitched, guys, in every postseason game so far.
Honestly, I don't. Just because he really scares me, he's the only relief pitcher where I think, oh, man, he's going to give up two or three runs here. So it's very wishy-washy with him. I'd say wait until, like, maybe late in game five if you're up, you know, by 3-4 runs, like, really late. But, nah, man, I don't trust the guy. And as you can see, it's all about him. I'm an all-star. I'm so good. I should be able to work out of this. I'm like, whatever, guy. Just be happy you're on this roller coaster with us.
I don't know
Jeremy
if that's the vibe
exudes.
I'm getting.
He exudes a lot of confidence. You know, he does. I mean, after every one of these rough outings, these tightrope acts, he exudes a lot of confidence. I'm not so sure if that's what he believes, what he's telling us, that, oh, you know, everything's fine, everything's good, you know. I mean, it's like a guy who narrowly escapes a car coming toward him when he walks through a red light, and he says, oh, no, I'm good, everything's good.
But then he goes home, and he lays down on his pillow, and he stares at the ceiling, and he can't fall asleep because of what he narrowly avoided. Maybe Jeffress is, you know, like you, Chuck, pulling an all-nighter based on pure adrenaline.
Yeah, well, I mean, because he's been, after games, he's been like, well, you know, again, okay, very laissez-faire about his performance, and, you know, the high wire act. But then yesterday, when he was asked, how do you feel about being thrown in that game? And he goes, oh, you know, I needed that. I really did. Well, I mean, you know, on one hand, you're telling us that, you know, you're everything is good. And then you're telling us last night, well, you needed to be in that situation to get your confidence back.
414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Dan and Racine. Danny, what's up?
Oh, Oh, good morning,
Danny.
Yeah, baby.
Uh-oh, here we go.
What a night, man. First of all, I'm actually agreeing on Twitter with Bart.
I'm like,
this is a first in a long time.
What did I say that was so smart, Dan?
Oh, hater coming in there. Then you got Jeffers who, you know what, am I going to have a liver by Wednesday? That's all I want to know.
I slept last night with a bottle of Captain Morgan under my pillow.
No doubt. You know what? I had salted caramel from Crown Royal. It's the best tasting stuff, the smoothest, and I was through the bottle by the eighth inning. I'm like, this can't be happening.
You drink that straight?
No. Just a little bit of splash of some white soda.
Okay. No, that's fair. Totally fair.
Little splash of ginger ale.
Okay, I like that.
So, okay, I get Arcia is my guy. I mean, who is better performing than this guy, right? I mean, it's unbelievable with this guy. So, you know, after I do my firework launch over the river last night, because it's almost like cult-like, I got kids coming out, hey, is he going to do the fireworks again? So I released my barrage because the Brewers win. I go in to watch Mason Crosby connect on the game winner, and then it gets even better this morning. I turn on your app, and I hit every game on the flipping contest, bro. So you're going to be my pizza date, man. You want to hang with me?
You won every game this week on the pigskin thing?
Yeah, man. No doubt.
Nice.
Swear.
Nice.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I'll be your pizza date, man. Yeah.
Hey, are you going to be my date?
Yes, I will.
All right, Barb, man. We're hanging, baby. I'll bring another bottle with me and some salted caramel. What do you think? I'll splash you up.
Yeah, we'll toast because I think... Dan, thanks for the call. If you do our Pigskin Pick'em, weekly winners get invited. We have a party in February, and it's like a pizza party, and we're all going to be there. And I guess I'm drinking with Dan at this thing now on noon on a Tuesday.
Well, you and Dan kind of have a love-hate relationship going on because there's some days he comes on and, you know, you guys go at it, and there was a love fest this morning.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, alcohol usually either makes that worse or better, and I think between Dan and I, that's the connection. It's Chuck and Winkler, 799-1250. You want to talk about love-hate? A lot of people got a love-hate with the Packers right now. But we all have a love affair with Mike Clemens. He recaps what the hell happened at Lambeau Field last night.
Now a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers pulled out the win on Monday Night Football, 33-30, over the San Francisco 49ers. The Packers tied the game with less than 2 minutes left to play with a 16-yard laser from Aaron Rodgers to Davante Adams on the left side of the south end zone.
Yeah. I mean, that was just 12. We tried to get a hookup on a few fades earlier. Ran out of space. Tony was getting out of there. He was trying really hard to not let me get over the top, so... Yeah, he just found a way. 26 was over there and told me to just give him a little something. And he said, Tate, make this play because it's exactly what you do. So, I had to make sure I got open and do what I do.
Davante finished the game with 10 catches for 132 yards and two touchdowns. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
He was the hot hand. I mean, he rolls out of bed. He's the hot hand. You know, he's a talented guy. And tonight was how we need to play moving forward. 16 targets for Davante, I think 9 for Jimmy. That's where we want to be.
At times, Rodgers struggled with his passes and was also under pressure, but came through in the clutch in prime time. 49ers defensive back Richard Sherman.
Probably going against the best quarterback in football. You know, you give him a chance at the end. I can't have that penalty on 4th and 19 and give him a shot, you know, regardless of you know, however... You know, I might feel about it. I got to find a way to win that play without getting a flag. And they gave him a shot. You know, they gave him a shot to win the game, and that's all he needs. You know, he can do it. He can do it.
The Packers won when Mason Crosby connected on his 4th field goal of the night from 27 yards out as time expired. Clay Matthews joked he would have liked to have seen a more dramatic finish.
I thought he was going to kick like a 65 yard, just to, you know, make it a little more enjoyable dramatic. For the fan. Yeah, dramatic, but A-Rod wasn't having that.
For more team coverage, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Playoff game 3. And a green and gold win.
And it's caught for the win.
There's a lot to talk about. It's an Aurora Sports Health 2 for Tuesday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
No, I think they wanted to get him in. I mean, it's good to a guy get back in there and try to get some confidence level up. I mean, his innings started the same as the last two games, but today he found a way to get through it. Made some big pitches there to strike those two guys out. So that's all that matters is we won. We're up 2-1.
That's Travis Shaw after the game last night. 414-799-1250. The Brewers win 4-0. The Dodgers did have the tying run at the plate, though, in the ninth after really not getting much traction throughout. I believe I might have this right. 0-10 with runners in scoring position this series. It's not been a good... I mean, this is a great offense, and the Brewers, for the most part, have been outside of an inning or two, Chuck, have been able to shut them down.
Well, they're up 2-1 now, Bart. The million-dollar question is, okay, first of all, they're halfway there. If they win tonight, is the series over? I thought the winner of yesterday's game, was going to go on to win, and I told this to, the boys on the Brewer Radio Network before the game, Lane Grindle and Jeff Levering, where I was talking to those two, and I said, guys, I think the winner of tonight's game is going to go on. They agreed with me. I said, it's going to go on and win it. Saw him after the game, and I said, yeah. I told you, think the Brewers are going to win this thing. Bart, I think they're in the driver's seat right now.
I would caution you to get ahead of yourself.
Oh, I'm not. But I'm telling you. No, I'm just saying they're in the driver's seat. Now it's what they got to do something with it.
But then, Chuck, I will also tell you that as I'm taking a shower this morning, I'm washing what is little left of my hair thinking, oh, boy, I wonder if would Eric Thames come back in DH in the World Series?
Yeah.
So I've let myself go there.
Yeah, I mean, do they have a lot of work to do? And I asked the players in the locker room. I asked Travis Shaw about that. You know, can you sense it? And I asked him this after it was a 2-0 lead. And they all, and of course, and Knable too last night, say, you know what, we still got, of course they're going to say, we got some work to do. They're not going to say, well.
Well, yeah, that's the problem, is that you start thinking of it. You start, and the Brewers have to be cautious of that because they are up 2-1, so you start thinking, oh boy, it's right in front of us. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's get to Moses out in Racine. How you been, dude?
Man, it's been a while.
Yeah, welcome home.
So, I work in Lake Forest. I got a couple of brethren, Packer fans, and one walked by my desk at like 4:30 p.m., and I asked him, what game are you going to watch, Brewers or Packers? He's like, well, I got tickets to a Packer game, but I'm not going. And I'm like, oh, man, I'll go. He's like, sure, you want the ticket for free? I'm like, I looked at my watch. I'm like, oh my God. So I didn't have anything on me, so I threw on the only thing I had with me is my Brewers jersey and Brewers hat, and I'm like, that's great. That's fine with me. So made my way up there, walked through the stands, and everyone was just bombarding me with, what's the score? What's the score? And then, like, halfway through the game, Packers getting their, you know, tails kicked, right? And, you know, we're closing out the game, and everyone is just, like, going crazy in the stands about the Brewers. Like, it was a phenomenal night for Wisconsin sports. And you know what? All I got to say is we got the upper hand on California. Beer is better than wine.
I think their temperature's better. I think the scenery's better. I mean, like, nature scenery, but I guess the women's... that call women scenery, I hate those people.
Well, let me just say this.
You know what I'm saying? Aside, you know what I'm saying? I went to a gym once, and these two old guys were, like, naked and rubbing themselves and looking in the mirror, and they go, I like this gym on this side of town. Actually, I like the west side of town. The scenery's better, if you know what I mean.
You know what's
the
worst?
Meanwhile, my scenery's a 300-pound guy touching his... Go ahead.
Oh, geez. Tell me which health club so I never go there again. I'll tell you one thing about health clubs is when you see old guy try flirting with young fitness girl, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and then go in the locker room and say, I had this one as a trainer today. I'm like, dude, that girl could be your granddaughter.
It's disgusting.
Know? It is. It is. Absolutely. Where the hell were we?
I don't know. I started talking about old naked men.
Yeah, and I lost my track. Well, Brewers are in the playoffs yet, aren't they?
Thankfully, it's almost time to give away $1,000, so we'll just do that. We'll come back, hear more from you guys at 799-1250 as the Green Bay Packers won last night. Dude, the Packers are doing, like, everything they can to get attention from us. We're all on the Brewers. Oh, look over here. Mason Crosby missed 5 field goals. And then this week, look over here. We need a Aaron Rodgers miracle to beat the Niners. Just take the week off, Packers. Let us enjoy this Brewers thing. And we'll get back to you when you go to Los Angeles to take on the Rams, where Freems is now. It's Chuck and Winkler. More from you guys. 799-1250. Jeremy Jeffress, Josh Hader, Council putting it all on the line last night. Did you agree? 799-1250 here on The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.